Welcome to the Trade Show Podcast, the home for conversations with global leaders in the trade show and events business. Our show will bring you face to face with experts who speak about the possibilities and trajectories of this $50 billion industry. I'm your host, Shubhanjan Sarkar, founder of PitchLink, the next generation visitor engagement platform, where our mission is to make conversion easy. Welcome to this episode of the Trade Show Podcast. Thank you for listening and your continued feedback. If you have suggestions or you want me to dig in with a specific guest, please write to me at shubhanjan@pitch.link or message me on LinkedIn. Both links available in the show notes. I'm delighted to introduce our guest today, Tom Gavazzi, an accomplished entrepreneur and the founder and CEO of Oom AI Marketing Agency, a company specializing in AI-powered conversational marketing solutions. In 2025, Oom became a global partner of InfoBip, one of the world's leading communication platforms. Under Tom's leadership, Oom has developed innovative AI assistants that enhance engagement and communication on WhatsApp, particularly for events, trade shows, and brand experiences.
We like to move excellent experience on the place to the long-term communication with the brand, event, expo, whatever you like, through the channel where the people are, and to give them to love this brand of expo or event or exhibitor, whatever. So you need to think about the strategy, communication strategy, what you like to build, then how to catch the people.
With more than 25 years of experience in the event industry, Tom has led and executed over 1,000 business events across B2B and B2C sectors. From 2019 to 2023, Tom worked with several AI-driven global startups, where he was responsible for client acquisition and sales across European markets. He played a key role in developing and scaling go-to-market strategies for cutting-edge AI technologies. Earlier in his career, Tom spent 9 years in the financial sector. In the early 1990s, he was part of the founding team that helped establish the Croatian capital market and the Zagreb Stock Exchange and contributed to the development of the national money market. He served nearly a decade as secretary and president of the Croatian Brokers Association and for 1 year was secretary general of the European Brokers Association. Today, Tom is focused on transforming the way brands and event organizers communicate with their audiences through AI-driven automation with a strong emphasis on global impact and innovation. Now, on to this impactful episode with Tom Gavazzi. Tom, welcome to the Trade Show Podcast. I'm delighted that you could make time and you're here early in the morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Subhanian, very much for your invitation to your podcast. I'm very proud to be there and to share my knowledge and views what I have.
You are doing some very interesting work. So why don't we start with that? Let's talk about Oom and what you are doing with Oom.
Yes, we are, first of all, AI marketing agency with a lot of 30 years of experience in event industry. And 2.5 years, we recognize when GPT came to the market 3 years ago, the potential of this conversational AI or conversational marketing. And then we tried to study it because in the past I used different event platforms, event apps, but all time what was missing for me, some communication in personal way and also the proper channel of communication because the people are not on apps. They don't like to download one app more. Even if they download it on the fourth, fifth screen, they don't see notifications, etc. Then we discovered the WhatsApp, but also the other messaging channels. And now we are building the AI event assistants, not only for the events, but also for the brands, for the healthcare. But we are talking now about the events, the expos, for the corporate assistant. And they go when they have the boots on the on the expert staff to engage audience on the channel where the people are.
Right. I'll come back to this in a moment. I have some follow-up questions about how you are driving the awareness and what kind of adoption do you see. But before that, essentially, Oom and what you're trying to do is in-person engagement, right?
Yes.
Trade show by nature is an in-person, face-to-face interaction platform, right? So where do you think it is today in terms of effectivity and so on? And where do you think it is headed?
When I saw the expo industry and event industry in comparison with some other industry like marketing industry, health industry, even energy industry, the culture and knowledge of AI and new things is quite low. It's like some kind of old-fashioned industry, I have to say. Mm. Because people, organizers, are focused on themselves, on this event, to give the best experience on the event. But you need to think much wider of this. This is data business. So it's not only experience on the event. We like to say, we like to move excellent experience on the place to the long-term communication with the brand, event, expo, whatever you like, through the channel where the people are, and to give them to love this brand of expo or event or exhibitor, whatever. So you need to think about the strategy, communication strategy, what you like to build, then how to catch the people. So it's not only enough to have this QR code or link on the booth. Also, you need to catch everything else on the expo webpage if you can, on their social media, or in the place of expo. For example, you can have the popcorn. We have client who make the popcorns on the stand, and to put on these popcorns back a QR code of assistant, and everybody take the popcorns, and that's fine. But also, the young ladies from the stands, they move with these popcorns through the expo. So this QR code walks through the expo and go for out of the stand. So this is important also to move with this QR code to your website for people who are not only the visitors on the stand, because all of them, they are leads or potential clients, whatever you like, or consumers, whatever you like to say. And this is... One thing is to build such a system with a relevant knowledge database to make flow of very nice engagement, the tone of communication on the channel where the people are, and second part is promotion of this assistant. So these are two major part of this.
Right. So talk about you touched upon the need for engagement, right? What do you see people are actually engaging with today? Because it is not about data dump, right? I mean, there are 100 ways of dumping data. And in all fairness, if I am attending a expo, I'm not really looking at a long-term engagement with 300 brands, right?
Yes.
So I need to be able to be selective. I need to only engage with those which are of value to me and so on and so forth. Right. So
yes.
Where do you see engagement is happening? What kind of content people are engaging with? What kind of like you mentioned about just now before we started recording, you mentioned about one experience you had and people had on an average shared 25-30 messages. Who are they sharing it with? Is it so what do you see? What is the landscape telling you?
The landscape is telling me, first of all, what is most important, that we, like end users, are managing this connection. That means I'm choosing with which brand or exhibitor I like to be engaged. This is the most important, that this is under my control. So I like to maybe engage with the five of them or 20 of them or whatever number. Mm. Second of all, engagement, what it showed to us. So one thing, people speak alone with the database in the way what they like to ask about this brand, whatever it is. But after this, people have their own life, a daily task, daily life, and they forget on this brand. But what is good, then the brand, the owner of assistant, send the broadcast message in a very nice, polite way, maybe once per month, maybe once in 2 weeks, in some sort of way, with some useful information. So you have 1, 2, 3 seconds to check it. If who is sending this to you, you open it to check it, what it is, from your sofa, if you like, but brand is there. and it's a reminder to your brand. And then interaction, usually what clients till now are doing are to send some links or polls or quizzes or the prize games and stuff to engage them. But what is killer, new killer, we use it AI gamification. People like to play. And we are sending this by broadcast message. Different, we have three different types of AI gamification, and people like to play, people like to challenge. So what is this? This is that you can speak with your with my brand on WhatsApp, or you can type. And immediately in the real time, for example, I can say, and people are, I like IMAX, for example. You need to have three seconds to say this in some tone of voice. And you have, and then you can see immediately that you are number 356. And then you like to repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. People in average repeat 15 times. That's mean from the point of psychology, people remind IMAX. And also they can play and they expect some prize and this stuff, but they can follow in the real time the way in competition where they are, in which position. And people like this to playing games. Older, younger, everybody.
So I have a slightly different question in the sense that engagement without conversion, right? So one part is I play a game, right? I'm entertained. I do that. All right. Yes. The other thing is this brand, and I'm assuming that OOM basically works with the organizer, right? You're not working with individual exhibitor.
Yes.
So you are really trying to engage with the exhibition brand, right? The yes. trade show brand, correct?
Yes.
So my question is, how far does this help the exhibitor actually generate revenue? Do you have any idea on this?
Yes, we have experience with this. There are several ways how we can do this. First of all, we engage and make the relationship between the user and brand through the WhatsApp, so people can they can ask this assistant whatever they like about the product, about whatever they like about this brand. But and they receive some broadcast message, they remind. But then in one time or during the conversation, my conversation, I receive the link to the web shop or to some other link, whatever client like to convert lead to the buyer. Also, we have possibility to connect AI assistant with API to CRM, if they like. And also with AI agent, what we can also include, we can have all flow of shopping from the ordering to paying and this stuff, and everything happened on WhatsApp. So you don't need to go out of WhatsApp. And we finish for the client the whole process on WhatsApp from the lead generation with the scanning of QR codes to the buying. All also maybe some phase in between.
So let's step back from OOM for a moment. And I'm asking that from your experience, see, engagement with external elements is not new to trade shows. For example, for very long, there are scenarios where you have performers in your stall, you have magicians and jugglers and speakers and a coffee machine and a popcorn machine and so on and so forth. So people come there, right?
Yeah.
So it works great for generating footfalls, as they say. But the key is for the exhibitor, we get distracted with the footfall. It's like in the digital space, how many people, scroll through my material and so on. But I am trying to understand what kind of engagement actually leads to conversations, which leads to sales, right? So that and this are not really compatible. I'll give an example. I have a friend, a technology company. They spent $75,000 sponsoring a show. They were one of the sponsors, right? They had a great giveaway going on in their stall. So 1,400 people came and they scanned the badges and they gave the giveaway, right? 1,400. After 1 year, only one conversation is going on, because 1,325 or 1,330 of those people who came were of no use to them. They were not planning to buy their stuff. They came for the swag. They came for the giveaway. They came to participate in the iPad or whatever they're trying to give. So we have to differentiate between people coming or people scanning my QR code to having real conversations which will lead to sales or conversion, right? What do you see in that happening?
Yes, it's the matter of psychology and marketing. This is most important. We can leave technology behind. For example, what we are doing in this assistant, we can also, when you come to the assistant, say what you are interested for, we can ask you. For example, if you are talking about some clothes brand, are you interested in trousers or t-shirts or whatever? In which color you like? When usually you are shopping, in which part of the year? This stuff. Then we have better understanding of your needs. And then we can target with broadcast messages at a time when, for example, now is the spring and you usually are buying for the Christmas, then we will start to send broadcast message to you maybe somewhere in October, for example, or before the Black Friday, something like this. So we need to understand you, and we have this data in the database in CRM. And then we have the flow of communication which each person with, of each people fully customized with you. Of course, we are doing this with AI. So this conversation it's not good to be general. It need to be fully personalized according to your needs. And maybe your need is changing through the year. And then maybe you can change your preferences. And then, okay, we can recognize that you change. Then we go in another flow of communication. This stuff. The most important it is to give to every single person the content for them, personal. And this is real engagement. Then, of course, on top, it's coming some polls, some quizzes, some prize games. But we need to know your needs. This is the most important, real need. Because people can scan on the booths the badges, but they're really not interesting. Maybe really they acting for some price from the this stuff. And this is not the audience what we like to have.
Yeah.
And we need to know. And with AI, we can know this. And also, for example, if you have a lot of people on the booth and you have only a few members of the staff, so they can't handle physically all of them. So it's good to have such QR codes everywhere that people can scan it, come it. They can present themselves. Yes, I'm interested in this or whatever. And then to go further communication after this expo.
Right. Talk about a bit about the challenges of digital networking related to events. What are the challenges that you see in this space?
This is the most complex thing what I have to say in the event industry, because it's related to three things. One is technology. Second is psychology, I have to say. And the third is data privacy. Let's go from the data privacy, first of all. According to EU, but also in some other countries, is also needed. First of all, like the attendee, I need to give the permission to organizer that you are allowed to share my data, because some people, all the people are different. And I am coming to the event because I like to mingle with everybody. And you like to stand alone in the corner and to listen only the presentation as this stuff. So we are different, with different needs there, with different purpose to come to the event. So first of all, you need to have my permission like organizer. So automatically that means you will don't have 100 attendees, 100% of attendees in the networking club. Second, psychology, this is what I said, somebody like to mingle, to have networking, somebody like to stay alone and don't disturb. And then we are coming to technology. So today with AI, if I have the data from the registration form, where I can ask for the permission of your data, for example, what is quite easy way, then we are coming to the second problem. The number of communication, networking communication to people. Because if you can imagine that you are coming to the event, one day event, and there is 500 attendees, for example, or a few thousand, even worse, and then everybody can contact you. You will be crazy from the mails, WhatsApp message, whatever. And this is not good. So how we build this solution at the moment, how we have it, that we allowed that I, like attendee, can choose only 30 people which I like to connect. And then I can see the first name, last name, two sentences from them from the LinkedIn. And then I can send message to you, for example. Then you receive my message. You see also two words, two sentences about me. And then you manage our relationship because you can accept or not. If you accept, then you will run when you like to start communication with me, not me, because then we'll be spamming. So it can be on event after event because we have some relation on such assistant. But also we can limit the number, how many networking message you can receive. You can say alone, I like to receive only 20 message, only 30 message. Because again, you are on this event to listen to the presentation, the panels, this stuff, to meet somebody which you are focusing in. You're not interested to speak with everybody who is contacting you. So, and this is the challenge, how to manage this number of communication in the proper way with the proper people.
It's time for a short break. Stay with us. After the break.
This is most important, I have to say, what we see. People like to be in position to communicate with the speakers. And this is also the way what we are doing in this and what is most important, I think most important on events. It's not networking. It also gives inspiration, but that I can ask or comment or speak with speakers.
You are listening to a Bizcast audio original. Podcasting is one of the fastest growing content marketing avenues today. We can help you exploit this largely untapped marketing opportunity. We can craft your audio strategy and leverage the wide reach and easy streaming capability that smartphone penetration provides. It is powerful and personal. Talk to us to find out how podcasting can help you build your brand and reach out to target audiences. Welcome back. I'm Shubhanjan Sarkar, your host for the Trade Show podcast and founder of PitchLink, the visitor engagement platform. Let's dive right back into the episode. Let's step back for a moment. See, a lot of these discussions we do from the organizer or the exhibitor's point of view, right? Let's think of the attendee. I'm just bringing it back to the attendee. From your experience and the number of people you have spoken to, what are attendees really looking forward to?
Yes, usually people are coming for the to receive inspiration for the business from the program, panels, presentations, whatever, or from the people. They are looking also they are looking for the confirmation of their thinking about the business also. Then people are coming. Some people are coming for the new networking from the with the experts, with the technology provider, whatever, this stuff. But this is around 30% of the all attendees. which are coming for this purpose. And then third, people are coming to listen and to speak with speakers, to ask them. This is most important, I have to say, what we see. People like to be in position to communicate with the speakers. And this is also the way what we are doing in this and what is most important, I think most important on events. It's not networking, it also gives inspiration, but that I can ask or comment or speak with speakers.
So basically you're saying that they're coming to interact with the big names which basically headline the content. That is their big motivation. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, big names, big brains, this stuff. So we are talking now about the conferences. It's vice versa if we are talking, it's another story if you are talking about the expo to see the booths.
Correct. So I'm talking about expos primarily. Conference, yeah, I understand. I mean, they're coming for the content.
And for the expo, of course, if there is always the program. But people are coming to the booth. They are looking for something, for the knowledge, for the product, whatever. The program is in the second row, I have to say. So in advance, they have the reason why they are coming. And we need to give them possibility in advance to select with whom he like to, whom like to visit, whom like to engage, who like to be there to speak with them at this stuff. That means that brand, the exhibitor, need to communicate in advance with the visitors before the expo, and to come in touch, and also not only to speak with them, come to my booth, it's fine, and in some time, because you never don't know if your meeting with the client will be 10 minutes, 15, half hour, whatever. But also, there are people who are not on the booth, but you can also speak with my experts during the fair or after the fair, before the fair, whatever. So you need to develop wider communication platform to engage them, to speak with them and this stuff. So catch them before they come to the expo.
And how do you do that?
So we are building this with such assistant, and then they have the QR code and link, then they have start to promote on their channels, but also with some Google marketing, AO marketing, with the fair marketing, what is the most important, because people are coming to the fair web page, expo web page, because they need to buy the tickets. And also they like to know how to come there with the public transport, whatever. And there you need to be. You need to be where the expo is make marketing. There you need to be with your brand and to catch the leads from expo channels, communication channels. They're the people.
How do you think organizers can do this better? Because finally, they're building their brand and they're promising some value to the exhibitor, correct?
Yes.
That's why the exhibitor is paying money and signing up for putting up a booth.
Yes.
And then they're investing more money to build the booth, to bring people there and so on and so forth. Correct?
Yes.
What do you think the organizers are doing right? And what do you think the organizers ought to do to ensure that it is not purely on the exhibitor to inform the attendees that, oh, I'm here.
Yes.
Because end of the day, if the exhibitor is not getting enough interested people to the booth, he's not going to come back next year.
That's right. So for the expo, like organizer, this is real neat, I have to say, to promote exhibitors. And now we are building such AI assistant for one expo. And they like to earn money out of the additional money from the exhibitors in this. And for example, if you are an exhibitor, you can. So in this assistant will be just the name of exhibitor with booth and the link and this stuff, free of charge. But this assistant can speak much more about Exhibitor, about the brand, about the product, etc. So this is something what Expo can put in assistant and to pay additional money and to receive the additional money from the Exhibitor, that this assistant of Expo can speak much more about this Exhibitor. And then I can say, ask Expo, dear my Expo, I'm looking for the trousers. Who have trousers? Give me the floor plan. Where are the stands? I like to speak with these two brands. Yes, here the link, the care link of them, the mail, the phone, whatever you like. And what kind of trousers they have, we can show them, whatever, this stuff. So everything of these exhibitors can be moved in the database of Expo. And then, because Expo can't send so many broadcast messages, because it will be spamming. But in the assistant, I can send like Expo, yes, we have some value, potential value, exhibitors there for you. Please ask our assistant what you are interested for, and then you come in. And this is the way how Expo can promote exhibitors.
So there are two parts, right? One is the organizer, other is the exhibitor.
Yes.
So organizer interest is to sell multiple things and upsell to the exhibitor to get more and more revenue.
Yes.
You rent a television and it's $500 per day and so on and so forth. So you need extra plug points. You have to pay. By the way, I mean, it's not that exhibitors are loving this system. They are not. While they are coming for the audience, if they're not getting enough, return out of their investment, they are not really going to come back.
We have three pillars: organizers, exhibitors, and attendees, the consumers, and we have to watch from their point of view all of this.
Yeah.
How they come to them, how they engage with them, what is important to them, and everything is data. And then this is the most important, to look this from the consumers. And what is also important, what a lot of exhibitors are not doing, they are not, after event, they are not measuring these attendees. They are not measuring the ROI on investment. They are not having some CRM to measure this. They're just speaking about the feelings and some business cards.
So why do you think it is so? Because they are spending a lot of money to come there. Why do you think they're not doing this exactly what you said?
I like to say state of mind. Sometimes it's budget what they have. So first of all, they knew that they need to be there, but it's not enough. You need to monitor the data of the people who are coming them. You have to attract them to your booth. It's not enough to have the booth. You need to invite in advance them to come there. And after event, after expo, you need to be in engagement with them. And usually people are knowing, they're sending just maybe email after the event, but email is not anymore the way of communication, not enough. And that's the problem.
So I'll ask the question again. Why do you think people don't do it? I mean, they're spending their own money. I mean, you'd imagine that they will know.
Yes, we are imagining a lot of things, but people are not doing this. From my point of view, the exhibitors, or they don't have budget to have all this flow, because to monitor the data, you need to have the software, you need to have the people, you need after this to have some new actions and this stuff. So need human resource, you need the technology, you need the budget. It's not only budget for the expo. So one answer can be budget. Second answer can be state of mind of the people, of exhibitors, because maybe they think it's only exhibition. It's more than enough. It's not. And also the knowledge how to use the data, how to play with them, how to collect the data, how to analyze the data, how to communicate the data. So this is also the lack of knowledge for this.
Yeah, but you'll imagine that they're doing it for a long time. They're going to multiple events and they should learn by now, right?
Yes, I fully agree with you, but it's not like that. Just from my point of view, maybe 20% of exhibitors is doing this.
Right. I agree. The numbers are very, very slow. Very, 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 very low.
Yeah. And also this depends on the industry. If we're talking about FMCG industry, they're quite familiar with this and they have budgets. Yeah. If you're talking about the energy expo, they are not. So it also depends from industry to industry.
So basically B2C is more in tune with this follow-up and because they have small ticket items and they need those sales.
Yeah.
I think B2B has a luxury of hiding behind numbers and hiding behind activity and not making it accountable.
And for B2B, it's not important to have big numbers.
Mm.
It needs to be valuable, good contacts, valuable contacts then. Because, of course, much lower number of users are in B2B than in B2C, but with much more money.
Yeah, I think it's a good example, the FMCG versus energy. Yeah, exactly. I mean, the moment you move towards B2B. So where do you think, so let's sort of put on a future glass. Where do you think this is heading? See, one piece, I mean, you and I both are into technology, right? So we have a bias towards technology anyway, right?
Yes.
However, event is the only business where you can get a customer face to face without trying for months to get an appointment.
Okay.
Right? Yet, that moment when they're in front of us, we are not focused on that.
Yes.
And we are not focused on giving them the best, or we are not focused on understanding why they're there.
Yes.
What's going on, Tom?
For me, it's psychology. The problem of the people on the booth is that they like to have as many contacts as they have, and they don't have time to sit 1 hour, 2 hours with these clients, maybe to go with them to the for the beer out of the booth. And this stuff, because they need to be there and collect new leads as fast as they can. So they're not looking for the deeper relationship on the expo, just for the first stage, and then later on they try to come in deeper relationship. And this is the most, from my point of view, the problem.
And the problem with this whole idea of collecting leads, we all know they are not leads. 90% of those people are not leads, right? Scanning a badge is not a lead.
Yes, that's correct. Maybe in the future, who can help us are the robots. I'm serious. Because maybe you will have the robot on the booth or in the space of expo. And then robots will speak with you in one very nice way, very polite, but he will collect your needs. And then robots will signal to the human being, this is lead for you or not, invite him deeper in the booth. Because robot will have much more intelligence in the cells to recognize in a much faster way if this is the real lead or not. I believe in this scenario.
That will be very sad because the next thing you will know that I'm not going, I'm sending a robot on my behalf. So a robot will be talking to another robot.
But in the end of the day, yes, I agree with you. It's strange for now. But yeah. You, like a human being, you will solve your problem as fast as you can that way, and you will spend other your time in something what you like. Because only limited value in our life is the time, not money.
Yeah, I agree. Time.
And this is, but with the robots, the combination of robot and human being, I think this will be the excellent way how to overcome the challenge if somebody really lead for us or not.
Right. PitchLink makes buying easy by enabling high-quality engagement between buyers and sellers. Through its presentation and discussion modules, sellers create customized sales narratives using sales collaterals and personal videos and reach out to prospects through a non-intrusive, buyer-qualified engagement process. PitchLink requires no installation or download, contains and manages the entire repository of sales collaterals and buyer-seller conversations. Talk to us to know more about how you can engage with customers without interruption. Connect with us on LinkedIn or visit tradeshowengage.com. That is tradeshowengage.com. It was a great conversation. So let's wrap this up. Tell me, what new thing do you think is going to happen in 2026? What's your prediction for 2026? It's a very short window, another 10 months. What do you think is going to happen? What's the biggest thing that's expected?
What will change the whole industry? It's agentic AI. So that means a lot of AI agents on the one place. For example, I'll have my device. I don't like to say mobile phone. It will be new device. And I will tell to him, yes, no, I'm going to this expo. I'm looking for the trousers, these colors, this quality, this. Please show me which exhibitors are there and organize the meetings for me there. In 1 minute, I will tell him this. And he will organize all of this to me. What will change behind this? The sales and marketing knowledge and skills, how the data of them will come to my AI assistant. And this will change complete industry. Second thing, another thing what will change, I think the tourism, through this AI agent, the tourism industry will overtake the event industry and expo industry.
Hmm.
They will be a buyer of organizers of expos and events. Because in the end of the day, the huge money, much bigger money is about tourism around the expo, not in the expo.
Hmm.
These are two things. It will become to 26, to 27, and full of course personalization, this stuff. But AI, robots, whatever, will never replace the people. And the biggest fun, I think, will be to have happy hour beer on the bar on Expo. But you need to know with whom you like to make this there. Yes, a lot of be in the data, in AI, etc. In the end of the day, there is the human being, but in much clever way with support of data, AI, robots, whatever. And this combination of the human with the data and robots or assistance agents, this will be top, I think. So this will not replace us. It will be add-on.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I keep wondering is that it's a very precious time that we get face to face in a expo with the prospective customer, if he is a customer, if he's looking for something like what we are selling, right?
Yeah.
Yet we somehow tend to completely ignore and rush through that process and not make the most of that opportunity of having somebody in front of me because I want to move on to the next person.
Yeah, yeah. What we are doing now with two brands, they are going to the expos with the exhibition. We are making avatars there on the LED screen, on the booth, in the human size, they're making the avatars. And then you came in front of avatar. There are also the human people, of course, there. But you're coming in front and you speak with them, you play with him, move with them. You you make some fun. And then avatar is connected to the database of AI assistant. And there are the QR codes. And then you jump in. And what we are doing with this, we are transferring the one-off experience on the place to the long-term communication through assistant or agent. And this is very nice movement. You need to build a nice flow of this And of course, there's the human being when you start to play, are you interesting? And then with the playing and speaking with avatar, you are giving the data.
Sounds exciting. Times are ahead in 2026.
Yeah. This avatar combination with AI assistant and AI agents, this is something what is coming, 26. Robots will come maybe 27, 28, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, we would like to see how this pans out, this phase of the Expo business, how it pans out. Tom, thank you so much for coming on the Trade Show podcast. I appreciate your time, and I will come back to you on the other one.
Okay, will be great. Yes. Thank you very much for the invitation.
We have a fantastic lineup over the next couple of episodes featuring great conversations on engaging your booth visitors and maximizing your ROI from your trade show investments. Subscribe in your favorite podcast app so you do not miss a single episode. Thanks for listening. Thank you for being with us today on the Trade Show Podcast, the podcast of record for the trade show and events industry. Here we talk to movers and shakers of the $50 billion trade show industry and identify ideas, challenges, tactics, and strategies to leverage the first-party intent inherent in the trade show business. We hope this conversation helped inform and motivate as we all navigate a rapidly changing business environment. For us, these are enlightening conversations enriched with knowledge and expertise. We encourage you to go out and implement some of the ideas we discussed today. We hope to have you with us again in the next exciting episode of the Trade Show Podcast. If you liked what you heard, subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast platform like iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcast from, and give us a rating while you are at it. This is a Bizcast original podcast and is produced for Pitchling, the next generation visitor engagement platform, where our mission is to make buying easy. Hosted by Shubhanjan Sarkar and produced by Rajiv Aditya. See you next time and have a wonderful day.